This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte said during a visit to the White House on Tuesday that his country intends to join what the United States is doing with Germany on what he called the Patriot Project. Germany and the United States have each pledged to send a Patriot battery to Ukraine, and the U.S. Defense Department said it had begun training Ukrainian troops to operate the advanced system. The Pentagon press secretary told reporters the training at Fort Sill in Oklahoma will last for several months and train upward of 90 to 100 Ukrainians. Ukraine's interior minister and deputy interior minister have both been killed in a helicopter crash outside Kyiv. Ukrainian officials said 15 people were killed in the crash. Earlier totals were 18, but they've been revised downward. 25 other people were reported injured, including 10 children. The crash took place near a kindergarten. That's after the crash. Firefighters were working to extinguish a blaze at that kindergarten. You heard a woman utter a mild expletive in Ukrainian as she filmed the scene with her cell phone. Philippine journalist and Nobel Peace Laureate Maria Ressa was acquitted Wednesday of tax evasion charges that she and other critics say were part of an attempt by former President Rodrigo Duterte to stifle freedom of the press. The Court of Tax Appeals ruled that prosecutors failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Ressa and the parent company of her news site Rappler failed to pay taxes on an investment made by U.S.-based Omidyar Network. Omidyar is a philanthropic investment firm founded by the founder of the online shopping site eBay. From Washington, this is VOA News. Taiwan Vice President William Lai pledged on Wednesday to maintain the peaceful status quo with China, but he said that peace needed to be guaranteed with boosted defenses. Lai spoke as he took the helm at the ruling party. He's expected to run for president in 2024. Lai told Taiwan's parliament in 2018 that he was a Taiwan independence worker. He said Taiwan was a sovereign, independent country, and that position has angered Beijing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday called on business leaders gathered at the World Economic Forum in Davos to follow the principles outlined by an expert group to make credible, accountable net zero pledges. The United Nations and the International Organization for Standardization launched the guidelines in November to help organizations come up with solid plans. The green energy transition of world powers has been one of the central themes at the forum in Davos. Here's Secretary General Guterres.
We need cooperation, yet we face fragmentation. And I'm not here to sugarcoat the scale of that challenge or the sorry state of our world. We can't confront problems unless we look them squarely in the eye. And we are looking into the eye of a Category 5 hurricane.
Three people in Michigan are facing life in prison for a deadly dispute over wearing a face mask. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A married couple and their son, convicted of first-degree premeditated murder in the fatal shooting of a security guard who demanded that the woman's daughter wear a face mask while shopping, have been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Larry Teague, wife Charmelle Teague, and her son, Ramonye Bishop, were sentenced by a judge in Flint, Michigan, in the 2020 shooting death of Calvin Munnerlin. Munnerlin, who was 43, was shot at the store just north of downtown Flint shortly after telling Charmelle Teague's daughter she had to leave because she lacked a mask. Investigators say two men later came to the store and shot the security guard to death. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He pledged to keep the lines of communication open between the two economic superpowers on Wednesday in Zurich, Switzerland. Yellen told reporters while Washington and Beijing have areas of disagreement, the two countries have a responsibility to manage differences and prevent competition from becoming anything near conflict. Liu said China was ready to work with the United States to maintain dialogue and exchanges and seek common ground. The meeting's expected to focus on the risk of a global economic recession this year and sovereign debt, especially China's holdings of massive debt of several low-income nations. Yellen's expected to urge Beijing to provide debt relief. Marissa Melton, VOA News.